You talk about how both Greg and Brian Gumbel grew up on the south side of Chicago. They went to Catholic school. They were independent. They were authoritative. What do you think about this latest situation? Was it simply not a well-articulated, disrespectful form of what could have been a very helpful question?
That's a great question, Nick. It's the central question. I don't agree with Bryant, as much as I admire Bryant Gumbel, I don't agree with his characterization of Gene Upshaw as being led around on a leash, nor do I agree with the position. And by the way, this position is not only held by Bryant Gumbel, and I do defend Bryant in this way. First of all, I defend his right to make a strong criticism, harsh criticism even. Secondly, and you know this much better than I do as a longtime former NFL player, there are a lot of former NFL players, recent and even in their 60s and 70 years of age, who make a similar criticism of Gene Upshaw. I mean, I've gotten my share of emails since writing that piece, a lot of guys agreeing with me saying, you know, Gene Upshaw's done a hell of a job. And other guys, you know, former players saying, wait a minute, you let Gene off the hook here. And I just find it fascinating that there's such a dichotomy of opinion on Gene Upshaw and the job he's done. Nick, I don't believe that the NFL Players Association is anywhere near the leverage of the Major League Baseball Players Association or the NBA Players Association. Nowhere near the leverage, because people don't know who NFL players are in the main. They got pads and helmets on. There's no individuality. The NFL doesn't sell stars. It sells the jersey. And we saw that in 1987 when they put replacement players out there in Washington, D.C., here where I am and where I live. 50,000 people showed up to watch replacement players. There's a movie about replacement players. That wouldn't happen in the NBA. That wouldn't happen in Major League Baseball. And Gene Upshaw knows that. He saw it. He saw people like Lawrence Taylor, famous players, cross the picket line. So where exactly is the leverage to get the sorts of things that people are criticizing him for not having? That's the problem I run into with the harsh criticism of Gene Upshaw.